This meditation I call Zooming In on Death. So you're on your deathbed, which, by the way, is true. But let's go to the one that you sometimes imagine or don't let yourself imagine because you don't want to go there. You're on your deathbed. There's nothing you can do. There's no hope for recovery. There's no recourse. It's over. You are going to be dying soon. Could be in a hospital, could be on a street corner. Could be alone, could be with other people, doesn't matter. You're dying. Take a few moments and just walk through each moment between wherever you are in that imagined scene all the way to your death. Walk to your death moment by moment. Don't skip a beat. There you are, lying there. What happens next on the way to your death? And next, and next, and next. The smallest little bits of time you can move, one step at a time. All the way to your death. For some people, if this is difficult, you can try going backwards. Start from being dead and just go back in time, the smallest moment possible. And then the next and the next. What do you notice? What's the last thing that happens before your death? What's the, or for some of you, what's the thing that happens at the moment of, simultaneous with your dying? What do you notice?
This last thing I notice is that I have a choice.
Oh, no, you have to go past that. What's after that? You've got no choice. What's the last thing that happens? You're beyond the ability to choose.
That's the last thing that happens.
Right after that, what happens next? After you've made the choice then, what's the next thing that happens?
I feel a sense of merging.
Great. Hold that thought. Anybody else?
I'm having trouble finding a last at all.
Well, then do it backwards. So you're dead.
Okay.
Now, going back the smallest possible unit of time, what just happened? What had to happen? What was required? What happens right before?
Letting go.
Good.
I find that the last breath, the last exhale, is infinite. It just goes on and on.
Good. Thank you.
Mine's different, and I'd like to hope that it would be different by the time it happens. Mine's more of holding and grasping and not willing to let go of life and fighting to the last minute.
Good. And so you've been fighting to the last minute. What happens in the last second of that minute?
I lose.
And in that losing, what happens next?
Then there's the merging.
Put a bookmark there.
That was really fun for me.
Me too. I do this in the hot tub all the time.
And it's ironic because I recently have been doing retirement planning and, you know, the stuff that in a way is about fending off death and, you know, long-term care insurance considerations and, you know, and sort of finally be there and kind of just go, Oh. It was really delightful.
Good. Well, just wait. Did anyone else not find that moment that either the moment before, and moment of obviously is not the right word, but the moment before or the moment simultaneous with this idea of dying has that quality of letting go, release, something? Did anybody not find that? Okay, great. So imagine for the fun of it that the time up until your death is like, what do I want to call it? A ruler, 12 inches long. So let's say it's, you know, the last minute or so, the way Sid used his example of the last minute. And that letting go thing is the last inch of that ruler, the last minute of that, or the last second of that minute. Okay? So let's begin. So just imagining that the time up until your death is like a minute or a ruler, 12 inches of a ruler, and that letting go part is the last second of that minute or the last inch of that ruler. Okay? So the practice is simple. Let yourself walk up to your death again and notice that last second of the minute or the last inch of the ruler and feel that release, that letting go, that merging, or whatever word you found. And then, as if you were able to make your experience like a microscope, zoom in. So, as if that last inch becomes itself a foot, as if that last second becomes itself a minute, and walk through that last inch, inch by inch, that last second, second by second, until you get to the new last inch, the new last second. And when you get to the last inch, zoom in again. It's like we're expanding the letting go, expanding the merging, expanding the relaxing, and experiencing the entire foot, the entire minute of just that last moment. And when you get to the last inch or the last second, zoom in again. The letting go of the letting go. Let yourself walk through that step by step. The merging that happens at the end of the merging, that last little bit, zoom in on that so you can experience every moment of that last bit. Just keep zooming in over and over to the last bit of the last bit of the last bit. And see how much you can let your body participate in experiencing that. Zoom in and feel it. Walk through it with your entire body, the last second of the last second of the last second of the last second. The last inch of the last inch of the last inch of the last inch. Keep zooming in and let your entire being participate and continue until it's done or until you hear the bell. Is there any limit to the letting go, to the release, to the merging. Any limit, front, back, top, bottom, left, right, present, past, future. Zoom in again. And again. Letting your whole being participate in experiencing the last tiniest bit and zooming in on that tiniest bit so you can feel each piece of that tiniest bit. And then zooming in again to get each piece of that tiniest bit, that last inch, that last second. It by now is so much less than an inch, they don't have a word for how small that is. So much less than a second, there's no word for how short that is. And one last time, zoom in with your entire being. Tibetan Buddhists have a practice of considering the myriad ways in which you could die. It's said that this practice, as a side effect, helps you experience or feel the preciousness of human life. But here's another way of looking at it. If every possible way that you could think of to die resulted in what you just experienced by zooming in on death. What an interesting place we live. There's no escape from what you just found. There's no way to get out of here without getting the bonus prize. Who thought that up? I would have never figured that one out. No matter how you play the game, you win. Good work. How does this precious life look when you realize there's no way to not win? Anybody, what'd you discover? What'd you experience? words are optional at that for that one. Sums it up pretty well. Anybody else? For any of these, by the way, if your experience is something like, you know, whatever, nothing, or I don't get it, or it didn't work, or whatever, I'd love to hear that as well.
When you were talking about making the last moment, the last second, even longer and longer, and you know, I don't know if I was the only one, but it was very much, you know, contraction, you know, feeling the energy like an orgasm, you know, and just holding and holding and holding, you know.
So for the next one, I'm starting to have to say it, go to the moment right after that and keep zooming in on that one.
The moment right after.
The holding is done.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just like an orgasm? Yeah. Yeah, so the moment after the holding has proved finally and utterly futile. Resistance is futile. Go to the moment once you're being assimilated by the Borg.
And or thrown off the logo.
Exactly. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
I still like having a really hard time focusing on what you're asking.
Great. So let me then describe it again. And so I'm going to give you a kind of visual, which is useless for people who are not seeing this, but I'll figure out a way. So it's sort of like, you know, here's dying, here's where you are right now. So, you know, walk, 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 and then here's that last inch, where when you consider that last moment before you die, what's your experience? Or if you work backwards, you're dead, and what's the last thing that has to happen to allow you to die?
Well, breath of an exhale.
Say again?
A breath of an exhale.
Breath of an exhale. That has, when you did that, you did this thing with your hand that had this letting go thing. Mm-hmm. So that letting go is the last inch. So if we zoom in on that letting go, we can experience that letting go piece by piece, step by step, every moment of that last letting go moment. Mm-hmm. What's the last moment of the letting go? Well, we don't know. What's your experience? How does it feel? What happens when you just zoom in on the letting go and then take that piece by piece and get just the last bit of that one? The same, or is it, well, that's fine. Sometimes for some people it's more intense, sometimes less, sometimes the same. That's okay. So that's the last.
It's like a gradual expansion.
Yes. So now we're just going to zoom in again. And that last little gradual expansion of the same thing, we take that step by step. And let your whole body join in and experiencing that. And by body, I don't mean body. It's body, mind, whatever. And then we kind of zoom in again. It's kind of like walking halfway to the wall and then shrinking yourself so that that halfway seems as big as the entire way. And then you walk halfway again and you shrink yourself so that halfway seems as big as the entire way. Mm-hmm. You walk halfway and you shrink yourself so that we get to experience the last bit of the last bit of the last bit of the last bit of the last bit. And then just invite the whole body to experience it. I have some other thought about this confusion thing, but I can't quite find it yet. Like, but the simplest one I have is, I think that when you say that you're confused or you're not getting it, that you're not, that that's a familiar description of something, but not an accurate description of something that you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where the second one goes. Anybody else?
Like I said, I felt my breath, and I just felt like it was going on and infinity.
It just felt like it was just going on and on, and then I just drifted to sleep. I felt myself drifting. And in that drifting, I was just conscious of the drifting, like went into like a sleeping state, felt like. And then the bell rang.
Sounds good. There's some religions that if you had used slightly different words, you would have just described how creation happens. Good. So let's try it again. Now, for the second one, you might want to actually put, if you didn't do this already, put yourself in some scene that, I don't know, might be, but just some scene for your death. It could be that you're in a gutter. It could be that you're in a hospital bed. It could be that you're lying under a tree. It could be that you're, could be from an accident. Could be, my favorite thing when I'm flying in an airplane is I just imagine, okay, if this thing blew up and I got sucked out a giant hole, and then I play it from there. I might not be the best person to sit next to on an airplane. Or might be the best. So put yourself in that scene and walk yourself up to your death. If you have to, go all the way to dying and then back up the smallest possible bit. Till you find that, whatever that experience is for you, that letting go, that exhale, that merging, that whatever it is that's the last thing that has to happen for you to die, the thing that happens simultaneous with dying, can't get there without here. And then zoom in so you can experience that last moment even more fully, the beginning of the letting go, the middle of the letting go, the end of the letting go. And then zoom in again to the end and experience that even more fully. It's like the beginning of the end of the letting go, the middle of the end of the letting go, the end of the end. And then keep zooming in with your entire body, mind, being. Let yourself fully experience it. Each time you get to the end, zoom in again. And the one who's experiencing this letting go, this releasing, this exhale, it too is letting go, releasing, exhaling. Let it all go. Zoom in. What's the limit of this last bit of the last bit of the last bit? Does it have any edge, front, back, left, right, top, bottom? How effortless can you zoom in? How effortlessly can you let yourself experience that last moment? And in whatever you're experiencing, toss in one homeopathic drop. A drop that has so little in it, there's almost nothing there, with some flavor like gratitude or love or ease or peace or compassion, or any flavor that's word that's an expression of the best way you could describe that space if someone asked you to give it one word. Bliss. Simple. Let a homeopathic drop fill that space, flavor that space, scent that space, and rest as that. Any thoughts from the recently dead?
On both the first and second part of this exercise, I just couldn't hang out at the moment before death. What felt most appropriate for me was hanging out in death.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt, even before you talked about the homeopathic drop, peace, comfort, bliss.
Good. Thank you for that clarification. The timing is obviously a little hard to describe. Thank you. Because they're not separate. Yeah.
I had the experience of my body dissolving, like, you know, kind of all going. And what remained was this spark at the center that they call the Dantian or the Hara. Mm. That was there. And then I played with that dissolving. That was a little harder to get, to really,
I want to clarify the words you couldn't quite get. So which is more accurate, that it was harder to let that go, or that you were aware of the effort that it took to hold on?
Maybe the second. I can see that. It did let go, though. And that's when I got joy.
Nice. I like how you say that. It did let go then. Yeah, we can't... Not only can we not do it, but it's just designed. It'll do us. So no matter how hard we struggle or fight, at some point it will let go of us, and then we get joy. Who figured that out? What kind of design meeting came up with that idea? It's like, wow. No matter how you get there, you win. Just check, you know, just sitting here now after it's, quote, done, knowing that there's just no way to get out of here without winning, how does this stuff around you look, this life, this room, these people? What do you notice knowing what you just experienced in the same way you know how to ride a bike?
It becomes a simple thought, why wait? Not why wait to die, but why wait to experience this moment after death?
Right.
After all the considerations and the machinations and the ideations. There's just this beauty available right now.
And for the sake of saying it this way, that experience that you just described, isn't that the kind of thing that you hoped you might get after a long time of practicing some way of fixing yourself? Mm-hmm. This stuff is so simple.
The Advanced Meditation Course subtitle, why wait?
I like that. Robin, was that any different?
It was a little different.
A little different is all that's required. You know, it's like we're doing the advanced version of the advanced meditation course by going at the speed that we're going. And I always work on the assumption that if we're doing jet speed things, that all the right people show up. It's always the way it is. Mm-hmm.
I felt a lot of relief. And I even have a thought that I'm still trying to fix myself.
Yeah, that's fine. And the good news is, whether you succeed or not, look what you get at the end. I'm not saying don't go on the self-improvement mission. Just no matter how well the project goes, look what happens. Knowing that, how does the self-improvement project look? And how does the self that we thought we were trying to improve look? And then the you that's knows that, you know, you're going to win the bonus prize at the end. How's that doing? Yeah, you weren't doing the practice right, clearly. Good, thank you. I almost hesitate to ask, so because I have too many punchlines for how to ask this, so I'll just do the simple one. Neil?
Did you
try out the moment after all of that last holding?
It sounded really funny in this context, but I fell asleep.
Good. So it sounds like that's a yes. You can almost hear the collective, you know, female response, like, men. That's what happens. Yeah. Sounds perfect. Couldn't have written it that well. Talk about things that I hadn't thought about. So there was a period in my life when at the time that I was having, yikes, there was a period of time when I would have that orgasmic experience and I would burst into uncontrollable laughter. And I could feel just there was this energetic thing that was happening that the way I responded was laughing. And over time, I didn't realize that this is kind of where this practice started. I was able to zoom in on that last moment bit by bit, and the laughter and then sleeping thing changed. So so if you try this and keep falling asleep for a while, that's perfect, and be interesting to see what happens if someday you suddenly go, oh, and actually get to experience the whole thing. And there's no bonus points for doing that. Simple. How's life knowing that from whatever you experienced before, just how do I want to ask this? Does it take any effort to recall or remember, which literally means get back into the body, the experience of that practice?
No.
Isn't that interesting? Compared to, again, all the purification type practices I did where you have to sit and do something to get to that side effect. Once you experience these, they're just instantly available. How could they not be? They're just part of who we are. It's like having arms that we didn't notice.